Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Tyler Bruner on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Iowa Senator Rich Taylor about the new justice reform bill.
The biggest one, I think, is the police reform bill that was passed unanimously from the House and Senate. But restrictions on chokeholds prevents police officers that were fired for misconduct or were convicted of being a felon from being hired again. So what are your initial thoughts on this bill being passed within a day?
That's a very good question. That was very quick, and we put quite a bit of thought into it. In my opinion, it's a start. We're a long ways from being done with this. We are a legislative body. We can't say, well, we did something last year, and so now it's all over. We've got to get into this, into the weeds on this, and make sure that all of our law enforcement is doing things right. If they have a problem with a certain officer, they need to take care of it. They can't just brush things under the rug and think they're going to go away. So we've got to make sure that as a legislative body, we keep on top of this and make sure that everything is going as it should and that we are making reforms. And that we are making sure that people that have been charged with misconduct are being fully investigated and they're not getting back into the law enforcement if they are guilty of something that we're not just, you know, like I say, sweeping it under the rug and forgetting about it.
You mentioned that this is a good step forward, you know, and it's just a start. So do you believe that this this time around, this is the best that we could do right now? Or do you think there could have been more added to this bill to really make an impact the first go around?
Well, I think if we'd have had more time, if we'd have taken 2 or 3 days and did a lot more studying on this, or if we'd have started it in January, you know, at the start of the session that we were, you know, wanting to do something and then had several months to come up with a good solution, with a, you know, more perfect solution. Yeah, we could have done better. But under the short time frame that we were in, I think we got a good start.
You know, knowing that both, you know, how this sort of current Iowa legislature is kind of set up, you know, Senate, House, and the governor all being kind of under the same party. Were you kind of surprised that this bill was passed unanimously in the Senate, House, and then further passed by Governor Kim Reynolds?
No, I really wasn't, because we were all on board. No, it didn't matter what party you were in, we were all just Iowans. And we were all on board with making sure that we did something, at least something, to start this process. And we all realized, that doesn't matter what party you're in, we all realized there's a lot more to be done. But it's not going to be done overnight. These problems didn't start overnight. They were brought to light overnight, basically. But we've had problems for years and years. And this finally, I guess, lit the fuse. You know, and I think it's something that we will continue to work on just as Iowans, not as a Democrat or as a Republican, but just as citizens of Iowa.
You know, I'm not too sure if you were there the day that bill was passed, but if you were, what was sort of the energy in the room like? How did it kind of feel when that was passed?
It really picked us up a lot, and there were a very few people in the gallery, but there were people in the gallery. And it also, I think it gave them a sense of understanding, you know, that we are all in this together and we are willing to work together to make Iowa better. The people that were in the gallery were an awful lot of younger people from all colors, black, white, everybody was there. It was, I don't know, it just felt like a big weight had been lifted off of our shoulders, you know, that we were finally bringing this out in the light as a problem and acknowledging it. It was a problem, or is a problem, that we're moving forward with it.
I think you put it good, is that, you know, this is just the beginning steps, and we have to continue to bring this up and improvement and whatnot. So, you know, coming into next year's legislative session, what do you think should be added to that bill to further make it better?
Well, what I think we need to do is bring all of the groups in together and discuss the problem and where the biggest issues lie are apparently with a few law enforcement people that just don't seem to be able to accept that everybody is equal in Iowa. And I think we have to involve them. We have to involve, of course, our young people that are actually bringing this to our attention, that they're not going to put up with it anymore. And we have to come up with some good, strong conclusions and then some good, strong remedies for those problems. And there's going to be a lot of conversation. And this is something that we don't need to wait until January to start. We need to start that this summer and get all of these things out in the open, get them discussed, and have some real strong ideas for moving Iowa forward before we get there next January.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Iowa Senator Rich Taylor. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Tyler Bruner with KCII News.